22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hey, you know, it's almost the weekend, right? So you can relax, hopefully relax this weekend. Well, if you're in certain parts of the world, you can. I mean, if you're down in the path of Ian, the hurricane, maybe not. We're going to get some real bad wind and rain coming up this weekend, so we're not real thrilled about that. But, you know, we're going to make the best of it, and hopefully we won't have any outages or anything like that. So we're going to be talking about, well, thanks for joining us here, first off, and on the American Voice Radio Network and the WWCR and other networks. We're here to empower you. And first up today, we're going to be talking about drugs and your hearing loss. We're going to talk about that and some other things, our quack report, of course. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional, let's see, it puts us in Acts 1. Want to be smart out there? Well, here's the way you do it. You seek the Lord's face and you ask him for wisdom. Here it is. I'm sorry. In James 1, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And that gives to all men liberally and unabrideth, and it shall be given unto him. So fear the Lord God. It's the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments, and praise endureth forever. His praise endureth forever. So, wisdom and discernment come from God. All good things come from God. So if you want to be wiser than the average bear, seek the Lord and ask him. And mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see what we have. The FDA announces a new definition of what's healthy. Uh-oh. Brace yourself. Under the new protocols, manufacturers can label their products healthy if they contain a meaningful amount of food from at least one of the good food groups or subgroups like fruit, vegetables, or dairy. They have to adhere to specific limits for certain nutritional elements such as saturated fat, sodium, and sugar, added sugar. All right, moving along. Average person spends 4 hours a day over 10 years of their life on autopilot. This is a new study in British. They study this is in England. People are pretty much kind of in a zombie state, I guess is the way to put it. So some people are just, you know, going through life on autopilot. They don't really do much thinking about what they're doing. They said a quarter of Brits, British adults that they polled admit that they often drift through much of their day, 5 hours or more a day, without any real thought about what they're doing. That equals 1,396 hours for each 27 hours a week for nearly 4 hours a day doing the same things, and you're kind of like on repetitive autopilot. The study was commissioned by the Bank of NatWest, and it was conducted by one poll. 51% of adults admit they procrastinate instead of acting on tasks that need to be done, including managing their finances, organizing their dates with friends, and food shopping. And as a result, 6 in 10 have brought a self-help book, but half of them don't even finish reading it. And more than half of those polled, 53%, think they should be more proactive about managing their personal life. And so that's what. Well, it's actually getting in there and doing it. All right, moving along. Let's see. Physician burnout has reached distressing levels. 10 years of data on nationwide surveys on physicians confirm this trend is worsening through the pandemic days. Burnout rates among doctors in the United States are on an all-time high compared to a decade ago. This was published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings Journal. It's a peer-reviewed journal. 63% of the physicians they surveyed reported at least one symptom of burnout at the end of 2021 and at the beginning of 2022. An increase to 44% of them since 2017 and 46% since 2011 feel the burnout. 30% felt satisfied with their work compared to 43% 5 years earlier. So burnout among your physicians has been linked to higher rates of alcohol abuse, suicide tendencies, increased in medical errors, and not so good for patient outcomes. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Hey, Frank, when was the last time you ate at McDonald's? I haven't eaten at McDonald's anything for many moons. Many, many moons. I mean, if I eat there, I'll probably get sick. 15 years, Frank says. Well, good for you, Frank. Well, McDonald's is coming out with a Happy Meal for adults. Woo-woo! Right? Let's find out what they're putting in it. They say you're never too old for Happy Meal. They said the fast food giant is announcing this week plans to introduce adult-oriented Happy Meals, complete with a free toy, in an initiative designed to work off of the nostalgia of it all. They're going to have their Happy Meal in a retro-looking cactus plant flea market box. And they're also going to have a toy in there, which is a cactus buddy. Oh, man, I think I can do without the cactus buddy. Menu items would be, you know, your chicken nuggets or your Big Mac and your fries and a Coca-Cola. That's what the adult Happy Meal is going to be, with your collectible figurines of mascots, Grimace, Hamburglar guy, Birdie, and Cactus Buddy. So those are what adult wants one of those? I don't know. Are they collectible? Do they really? I don't know. I think of collectibles as coins, something with real value to it. Yeah, really. Frank saying adult question mark? Really? I'll pass. I don't care what you want to market it as, but no. I'll pass. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. So here we are. We're going to be talking about some very interesting things with regard to medications that can basically mess you up in a skinny minute with regards to hearing loss. And we're going to hear from a couple of sources on this and see what you all think out there. And just chime in any time, Frank. What did you say? Frank's saying that he's still on the Happy Meal. He says, what were they thinking? Maybe some whiskey included or something. Something adult-like, right? Yes. Put a little pick-me-up in the old beverage. Well, let's talk about your drugs and your hearing loss. Because, you know, we've all heard about, you know, certain cardiovascular drugs can cause hearing loss over time. However, there's a new research being published out there that is saying antibiotics can cause a hearing loss and some other things too. So aside from the gut flora imbalance, the yeast infections, the drug-resistant superbugs, science is discovering what kind of Pandora's box have they opened? Well, this was a 2022 study in the University of Indiana School of Medicine. They're studying existing antibiotics, and what they are discovering is quite shocking. So far, they list the side effects that they found are hearing loss and really starting with ear hair loss, and we'll get to that in a minute. You got those little hairs inside your ear so you can hear. Now, the research was published in the September 2022 issue of Developmental Cell, and apparently the ear hair loss causes hearing loss. So these little tiny hairs in your ears, if your inner ear has little hairs, and basically if you lose them, you may have permanent hearing loss. Now, the hair cells don't really regenerate once they're destroyed, according to science, and they can cause permanent loss of your hearing. So there's more than one prescribed medication, though, that causes hearing loss. And they call this group of drugs ototoxicity. Now, ototoxicity describes damage to the inner ear caused by certain chemicals found in pharmaceutical and over-the-counter medications. And the Bellatone Group, which is a group of, it's a company in Denmark. They were established in 1940. They're a hearing aid company. They do lots of research on what causes or promotes hearing loss. So some of the drugs for hearing loss, there's a list of them. This is the list that can kill your sense of sound. Your cardiovascular drugs for blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and angina. antibiotics. Now, the antibiotics they were listing, the names of these drugs are the ones that end in C-I-N, sin, not S-I-N, but it sounds similar, doesn't it? So your drugs like myosin, streptomycin, erythromycin, emycin, all these drugs that this drug line is used for typically respiratory infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, that kind of thing. Also on the list was quinine for malaria and leg cramps. Did you know that, Frank? I didn't know quinine would do that, but yeah, it does. Pain relievers on the list, your aspirin, your ibuprofen, like your Advil and Motrin, your Naprozen, like Aleve, acetaminophen, like your Tylenol. They're all, if you use them regularly, you know, several times a week, you can risk your hearing. Cancer drugs, also known as neoplastic drugs, and loop diuretics and anti-parasite medicines. So with regard to pain relievers, just taking the drug twice a week can promote a hearing loss risk, just twice a week. So think about all those people out there in trades, you know, like painters, landscapers, you know, they're probably popping this stuff like, you know, M&Ms because they're sore and they hurt. This is what the Denmark Bellatone Group says, quote, for men under age 50, regular use of acetaminophen nearly doubles their chances of hearing problems. The good news is hearing loss from over-the-counter pain relievers is usually reversible once you stop taking the drug. Now, according to the Bellatone Group, the drugs that can give you ringing in the ears, tinnitus, are your antibiotics, your cancer drugs, your diuretics, your quinine, your antidepressants, and aspirin. Almost a similar list, okay? So if you got ototoxic meds, you're taking them, what would be some of the symptoms? Well, sometimes the symptoms are real subtle, and you can develop hearing loss well before you even know it, and it's kind of you're behind the eight ball a little bit. But the drugs that can bring on hearing loss really don't show the symptoms right away. And that can take months to develop, actually. And the warning signs would be something like, you know, if you hear the ringing in the ears more often, dizziness, balance problems, you losing your balance, or hearing changes. Just, you know, certain sounds you can't hear. So you want to be aware of these subtle changes, and you want to get a hearing test so you can avoid permanent hearing loss and change up what you're doing that's promoting the risk. Developmental Cell Journal says this, ototoxicity or hearing loss caused by prescription medications is one of the main causes of hearing loss in humans. More than 48 million people in the United States alone experience drug-induced hearing loss. That's a lot of people. Can you imagine, Frank, if a herb did that? Oh, man, they'd be ripping that sucker off the market in a skinny minute. Now, in the human ear, like we were talking about, you have these little hair cells and hairs. And these are the hairs that are responsible for receiving sound in the inner ear. But antibiotics used to treat infections for over 80 years can cause the hair cells to die in the ear and cause a possible permanent hearing loss. Usually it can happen in 20 to 47% of patients taking antibiotics. What'd you say, Frank? Yes, off the market and people going to jail too, but not for pharma. Right? You and me would go. We'd be hauled off to the pokey. But yeah, I know what you mean. Money answereth all things. Solomon was so right. So there's a lot of people, 20 to 47% of patients that can be suffering hearing problems, but I bet you they're not hearing from their general practitioner. Oh, you know, it's probably that antibiotic I've been giving you for sinus infections. You're not going to hear that. So the researchers at the Indiana University think it may be a It may be the proteins in the hair cells that are attacked by the drugs. They're just not sure yet. That's what they suspect. Well, you know, I look at it this way. The best way really to protect your hearing is to avoid some of the things that put you at risk, like repeated loud noises if you're not wearing protection, you know, your grinding tools, ambulance sirens if you're, you know, ambulance driver, stuff like that, you know, avoid concerts with loud noise, that kind of thing. Also, you want to avoid, also on the list is tobacco and alcohol use. And also the drug therapies we just covered that may risk your hearing. Personally, I would research my options to see if there is, you know, some medicinal herbs out there for the cardio, cancer, fluid retention issues, depression, parasites, and infections. And you know what? There is. All those issues have herbs that can address that without all the toxicity and the risk. If you want to learn more, and you would be wise, again, God's wisdom here, because, you know, he created the herbs, and he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So if you want to be wise and knowledgeable, start learning about them. And a good place to start is call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will educate you along the way with using some really great tools to help you have options. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you want to dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And, of course, their website, you can check them out there, thepowerherbs.com.
We all know that when our kids go back to school, they are more likely.
And I'm hearing some music in my headset. Is that time for a break, Frank? I have a few more minutes. Please. Okay, so you want to also, the wellness sale, the fall wellness sale is still on at thepowerherbs.com. And you can take advantage of 25% off on your order of $50 or more. And you want to use coupon code 22FALL. But you want to hurry because the sale ends on October 1st. So 25% off and, you know, get some of the cleanses you've been meaning to do before the holidays get underway. Stock up on your cold and flu stuff or your metabolic strengthening formulas. So you've got some things there you can utilize and be well. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, the pain medicines that can risk your hearing. They got a really great deep tissue rub that will make you feel amazing if you're, you know, overdone it in the yard, in the garden, or whatever, stooping under the hood of the car too long, whatever it is. You want this deep tissue rub. It's amazing. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. It's also in their catalog, and reviews are up there, so you can see what people are saying on their website. So check them out. And I do encourage you to sign up for their free online newsletters if you want to learn more, be wise. They have each week a couple of newsletters that go out with some natural health news, so you want to check them out at thepowerherbs.com. You have to have email, though, to receive the newsletters, so click on books and newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, and you can sign up for free, and each week, be empowered. All right. We got a few minutes before we got to take a break, and so we're going to talk about our next topic. We're going to talk about how you can repair your DNA. Just got a call today about a guy. He was thinking, should I go to the doctor? Should I do this? And I said, I can't give medical advice, but if you're seeking medicine to help with, you know, DNA stuff, there's a lot of herbs out there that can help you with that. You know, for instance, stem cells. People want to go to a medicine to help them pump them full of their own stem cells. Well, you know what? If you eat some alfalfa, the body makes stem cells. Alfalfa is like one of those things it needs, and then it will make some wonderful stem cells. Even your brain will make stem cells. You know, they used to think you were born with all your brain cells, and if you lost any, oh well. Now they're thinking, no, that's wrong. And the brain can repair itself open new pathways, especially if there's brain damage somewhere as it's being repaired. The brain is amazing. So you have even stem cells in the brain, and alfalfa can help your body make some. Isn't that cool, Frank? Regenerate, rebuild, restore. Huh? It's just amazing what God's given us. All right, we're going to talk about some DNA repair, or also called cellular regeneration. You know, because cells are supposed to regenerate pretty quickly and replace old and dying sick cells. It's an indication of overall health if you're able to do that quickly and efficiently. So people with, let's say, cancer, well, they have a very slow regeneration rate compared to healthier people without cancer. And scientific studies have suggested it may be due to nutritional deficiency. So cancer patients tend to be very low in minerals. And a big killer to cell regeneration is stress. And people experiencing stress, which is, you know, consistent or, you know, with recurring issues, you know, if you're always, you know, stressed out with your job, with your spouse, with whatever, really you will age faster. Stress will age you faster. It's very consistent with the body aging faster and then making you prone to disease. So a random study took some tissue samples from people. 7 to 10% of them showed they had DNA damage. And DNA damage is described as broken strands of DNA. Damaged DNA can lead to mutations and interfere with cell communication, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our DNA regenerate and avoid premature death and illness as much as possible. But you want to watch out for some of the drugs, too, because there is really no surprise that your chemotherapy drugs and your radiation, they're going to damage your DNA. But what about, you know, your prescription medicines that are prescribed to the masses out there on a regular basis? Well, there are drugs that will take, you may be taking them daily when you get sick, and it puts your DNA at risk. We were just talking about your hearing risk with some of these drugs. Now it's your DNA. So FQ Research Organization found that there is a class of antibiotics that damage DNA called fluoxaquinolones. An example is your Cipro. You hear the drug Cipro, right? We mentioned Cipro in the past. Cipro is very dangerous. If you sign up for the newsletters, you would get a link to the list of medications that would put your DNA at risk. And isn't that knowledge? Isn't that wisdom? Yep. So how do these antibiotics damage your DNA? Well, they disrupt the instructions the DNA functions with, and this can also damage the mitochondria of the cell. In other words, antibiotics can cause oxidative stress inside the cell, a lot of inflammation, even starve the cell of nutrition. So the antibiotics remove the magnesium from the cells, which they need to repair with. Antibiotics are also prescribed frequently for sinus infections, urinary tract infections, bladder infections, host of infections, okay? And this could explain why Americans are magnesium deficient with repeated use of these types of drugs, and also a lot of the processed salt that they use that doesn't have any magnesium left in it. So salt is typically how our ancestors replaced electrolytes other than what was in foods. So these drugs will remove the iron from the body, which is bad. And often side effects become prominent upon the depletion of these minerals and causing internal medicine disorders. And I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. When we get back, we got more wisdom, so don't go anywhere.
Man, pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Wow. That's an old one. How old is that, Frank? Wow. That's been a while since I heard that. It's almost right up there with the Brady Bunch. You know, the 70s. Lovin' Spoonful. Okay. Well, you know, the other one you played going into the break, I was envisioning those dancing raisins because they had that commercial back, was it in the 70s or 80s, where they had dancing raisins to the grapevine. Remember that? That commercial. Was it for, I can't remember, was it Raisin Bran? Maybe it was Raisin Bran. It was... You're laughing. Okay. Well, let's get back to the topic. We're talking about DNA repair. Right before the break, we were talking about some of the side effects you can get when you are taking medications that will flush minerals out, which can affect your DNA. Some of the drugs will remove, like I said, the iron, and often your side effects become prominent when you get a lot of depletion, mineral depletion. There's a lot of disruptive effects when that happens, put you at risk of some serious conditions such as autoimmune diseases, as well as vision problems, even blindness, peripheral neuropathy, numbness and tingling in the extremities, and even aortic aneurysms or deadly heart clots. Here's a quote from FQ Research Organization. They said this: the data obtained in the study suggests that Cipro antibiotics induce DNA damage related to oxidative stress and should be considered for further damage, such as to the central nervous system, causing toxicity. Yeah, I mean, stay away from the Cipro family of drugs if you can. Other medications used for cardiovascular diseases will also create a lot of these damages to your cells, literally making them fall apart. So it's mineral depletion and exodus of minerals. And, you know, it's just, you know, no Red Sea, no Pharaoh's army, just an exodus. What'd you say, Frank? They use Cipro for anthrax, yeah. Well, not good. Now, some of the things like addictions can also put your DNA at risk, like alcohol. The WHO classifies alcohol as a carcinogen. So the human body converts a lot of alcohol to acetaldehyde, and this reacts with DNA, according to Dr. Silvio Balbo of the Cancer Center for the University of Minnesota. Alcohol consumption made the top 10 list, which increases your risk of getting head and neck cancers along with other types of cancers. So long-term use of alcohol increases your risk because it damages the cell repair mechanisms. Dr. Balbo says the alcoholics especially have bodies that hold on to toxins because their body has difficulty purging them. And the American Cancer Society recommends abstaining from alcohol or using it in moderation, no more than 2 drinks per day, and women 1 drink per day. How about not even that per day? But it's disruptive. It's messing with the balance God put in there. Also, tobacco use or smoking, vaping with I know people think vaping is healthier for you, but we did a show on that. I hope you hit the archives. Smoking was also on the list, damaging your DNA. The cells have to deal with the 7,000 different types of chemicals tobacco smoke can contain. Nearly 70 are classified as carcinogens, and one cigarette is enough to damage DNA because the chemicals physically attach to the base of the DNA cell, and it changes their size, their shape, their physical property, and increases the risk of cell mutation. Now, cannabis, marijuana, was also studied, and a report appeared in the 2009 Journal of Chemical Research and Toxicology. They said marijuana smoke does change cell DNA. According to Dr. Rajinda Singha of the University of Leicester, that's in the UK, cannabis smoke contains 50% more pollutants compared to tobacco. And they said they made this comparison. Smoking 3 or 4 cannabis cigarettes, marijuana cigarettes, each day could cause the same amount of damage to bronchial mucous membranes as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. The risk of mutation to the genes is significant, as marijuana users tend to inhale more deeply, increasing respiratory burden. Chronic smoking may overwhelm their capacity to repair DNA damage, end of quote. Right? The wacky weed can whack your DNA. The wascally wabbit. Sorry. What, Frank? What could and tend. Well, okay, so he's picking apart the quote, it could tend to. Well, why risk it if they suspect, you know, it puts you at risk? Why risk it? Now, there are a lot of ways to provide the body with what we call healing energy. So all living things have energy and light sources to them. The brighter the light, the more energy the source has. Now, spectrometers are often used to determine how much of the light energy source living things have, such as your plants, animals, and even humans. So here are some energy sources that we can tap into to help the body regenerate with. Now, in the brain, if we neglect to use our thoughts to help our bodies regenerate, the human brain has these electrical energy impulses and a lot of chemical energy. Now, a China study reported that positive thoughts help our cell DNA regenerate and repair compared to cancer patients that were in their study who, they were practicing some positive thoughts compared to the control group, and they sped up their healing if they were thinking positive. So, and even, you know, the Bible says that having joy is good for your health. You know, good for the bones, that kind of thing. Negative energy, not good. Now, here is a quote from the China Institute of Intellectual Studies. They say, following 3 months of practice, the cell repair rate had nearly doubled when people had positive thoughts. Now, nutrition's on the list, of course. The type of nutrients that you're using will have a direct impact on your DNA and your ability to defend your body from disease. Many nutrients are listed, but one nutrient that seems to be predominant in your DNA repair is vitamin B, as in boy. Now, other nutrients would be zinc, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin C and E, enzymes, and antioxidants. So let's look at the antioxidants real quick. There was a study in 2009. It looked at multivitamin use for antioxidant benefit and how it affects your longevity. The research team discovered that there is strong anti-inflammatory action to protect your DNA from damage when you use blue-green algae. So there were 14 times more antioxidant action in the blue-green algae than in carrots or any other beta-carotene food. So there is more power than in vitamin E-rich sources in your chlorella blue-green algae. Contains a rich source of B vitamins, beta-carotene, chlorophyll, lutein, vitamin K, calcium, zinc, iron, iodine, and other nutrients. So it's really, really a superfood. That's what they call it. I like it. I take it every day. It's in my lemonade. I put my big scoop of body food mix, which has the spirulina and chlorella in it, down the hatch it goes, and I'm good to go. Yep. Now, ginger root also made the list for DNA repair. And according to Dr. Michael Greger, studies show that ginger root reversed DNA damage. There was a test group, and 10% DNA damage, they were using ginger root for 7 days, and the damage dropped to just 8%. So they had 10% damage to begin with. In 7 days, it dropped to 8%. So the study tested how DNA damage was repaired when you eat various herbs and spices. And apparently, herbs prevent oxidative stress on the cells. This is estimated that by putting ginger root into your diet, it will reduce your DNA damage, they think, by about 25%. Now, the same result appeared with rosemary herb and turmeric. So if you use those, and you can think of these foods as free radical eaters. They get rid of those oxidative stress free radicals. Many herbs and spices really are not just antioxidant sources, but they also provide a lot of essential enzymes. Again, more potency in protecting your cell DNA. And God designed all this. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. Just tweaking the lifestyle a little bit and what you're doing can really make a big impact. Now, the Wellness Journal had some recommendations when we want to tweak our diet to help our DNA, to reduce the DNA damage as much as possible. They were saying that certain food sources will feed your genes. However, in order to do that, every bite of what you eat must count, not eating a lot of empty calories. So in general, the diet would be organic, fresh, and consistent with whole foods, no processed foods. It would include quality protein sources, and it would use healthy oils like olive or coconut oil. They also recommend lots of spice and herbal seasonings and limit or avoid the starchy vegetables and fruits. Now, beverages could consist of water and herbal teas, they said. Complex carbohydrates are preferred over simple ones, and limit or remove the refined sugar and refined oils. Healthy diets, they say, consist of nutrient density type foods. So when you have nutrient density type foods, they're really loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the body is definitely satisfied when it gets that nutrition. And then your hunger mechanism shuts off, and you're not snacking on junk. Now, the more nutritious the food is, the less volume you're going to eat. The body won't need as much volume or fuel to feel satisfied. So talk about weight management, right? History shows that when society ate more organic fruits and vegetables for lean protein, it provided some vibrant health and prevented disease as well as obesity. And there is a certain elegance and balance in an organic diet, and the body just loves it, for sure. A lot of whole foods there. And it really just show us, you know, you can just look at people that have well-formed physiques, well-formed jaws, healthy teeth, sharp intellects, skin tone that's overwhelmingly healthy looking, great overall countenance, you know, their face shines. Just people that look really, really healthy, you have to look at what their diet is and what their lifestyle is and what their spiritual life is to make a big difference. It could mean, you know, having the opposite and even mental illness, you know, if you don't have the right foods going in. Gene mutations or damaged DNA increases your risk of depression, fatigue, feeling lethargic, and even having schizophrenia. Now, I've known people that suffer from depression, and, you know, I'm like, well, what are you eating? One guy was had a pot of coffee on all day long, was drinking a lot of caffeine, which is messing with your DNA, by the way, and donuts in the morning or some sort of baked good with the coffee for breakfast. Didn't eat anything else all day because caffeine, 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 coffee, coffee, coffee. And then would eat dinner, which was pretty much fried, something on top of the stove. And then I've seen people with diets similar to that with digestive problems, and they're chugging down the Mylanta, you know, because they got, you know, gastrointestinal problems. And I'm like, what are you eating? It matters what you put in the body. You get off the fried food, the gravy, the biscuits, and, you know, start eating something clean and healthy, and you won't be buying Mylanta. Sure enough, I was right. So medicinal herbs really have a lot of power to them, and they're packed full of these balanced nutritional profiles that would include antioxidants to reduce cellular stress and free radicals. And it helps your cells regenerate. So if you're looking for medicinal ginger root, blue-green algae, unprocessed salt with your magnesium, all your micro-mineral elements, valerian root for better mental health and clarity, deal with stress better, hey, these herbs are here because God gave them to us, right? And I don't know how many salt conversations I've had this week, Frank. I'm like, you don't know there's a whole food salt? People don't know. I found out about salt about 30 years ago. And I was, you know, under the impression all salt's the same. No, it's not. The stuff in the store, the Mortons, it's devitalized salt. They ripped apart the micro mineral elements of that salt. 84 of them and they sell it to other industries for more profit. All those minerals go to somewhere else, and you're left with just sodium chloride, very harsh and very bad for the body, pushes up blood pressure. But your real whole food salt doesn't do that. When you got the minerals in it, again, the body's satisfied, the cells can regenerate, fluids can balance, cell walls can be strong. You know, it's amazing the difference how far we've come from really basic knowledge for what's going to keep you healthy. So, you know, it's salt, Celtic salt, sun-dried salt, whole food salt. You can take a pinch of that salt, put it in your mouth, not feel thirsty. And something so basic and so simple, a lot of people can't embrace that. They just go, huh, like they don't believe it. It has to be complicated. It's got to be neurosurgery level for it to really impact them. Well, okay. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the blue-green algae. It's in their Body Foundation food mix, which is your all pretty much all encompassing mineral, vitamin, amino acid, protein mix. And I like it in lemonade. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in apple cider, anything you like. And they also have valerian root. A lot of people needing some help with coping with a lot of stress these days. And valerian root will take tension out of the nervous system, but not sedate you. So people need help sleeping. Sometimes you need to use a little valerian with little lobelia to take tension out of the muscular system so you can drift off nicely to sleep and have a good, peaceful sleep and feel refreshed in the morning. But you have alternatives to the sleep aids, the stuff that's really going to give you insomnia for sure. I wouldn't use those. But you've got cardiovascular meds, you've got digestive meds, you've got, by the way, that alfalfa is in that body food mix, so if you want to make your own stem cells, the galore, they have some of that. Really? People look at me and they go, I can't believe you're 61. Mm-hmm. It must be the herbs. Yeah. Well, hey, think about this for a minute. Hey, Frank, before the flood, man was living, what, 800 years, right? And then after the flood, man started to eat animals, and his lifespan went to 120 years. Think about that. Think about that. And when they dug up gladiators and analyzed their DNA, they were barley eaters, they were plant eaters, they were vegetarians. And they're picking up 30-pound swords and wielding them around in the arena. I don't know anybody today could do that, really. I don't care if they had a big old steak and try to pick that thing up. So think of how we've degenerated down through millennia and what we've done to our world and our diet to get there. Think about that. What Frank? Frank is saying, Oh, Frank says he learned about rock salt as a kid, kind of mind hold salt, but put it on the roads, for winter, yeah, for ice and snow. You really don't want those people living 600 years. Oh, I know. Yeah, but it was a different age, different world, less toxic, less pollution, right, for sure. People had cleaner water and air. I bet you when you get to the New Jerusalem and you have, you know, those kind of things, beyond imagination, you're just going to say, this is what we were missing. See? Right? A simpler time. Yes, Frank, it was a simpler time. But it was, the days of Noah were just like today. You know, it was very, problematic. There was wicked in men's hearts continually. It's kind of what you're seeing now. And Noah preached for 120 years while he was building that boat to people to repent, you know. And that boat's huge. If you guys out there get a chance to go to the Ark Encounter, they have built a replica of Noah's Ark. It's in Kentucky. and you're it's jaw dropping. I mean, really jaw dropping to look at it. Huge. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, Noah and his sons built that in like 100 years? Incredible. Just totally incredible. And they knew metallurgy too. They made all the little nails. It's just, you should go see it. I enjoyed my visit. I really did. The doors on that boat are huge. Huge. It's like, you know, a giant. It was a door for a giant. Right? So, I would go see it again. It was that great. So, if you get a chance, check that out in Kentucky, called the Ark Encounter. And you can get a glimpse into Noah's life in the days prior to the flood and after, while they're floating around. So they had the bottom part of the boat for supplies, you know, foodstuffs and things. And then the midsection of the boat was for the animals, and then the top was the human quarters. So, and I won't ruin it for you, because there was a whole thing on how they managed to feed and water these animals. Was just brilliant, ingenious, really. So check it out if you can. And if you can, go to thepowerherbs.com. Check them out there, and you can request a free catalog online. Check out for free. You can also sign up for their newsletters, the Health Quest and American Survival. They're free, too, but you have to have email to get them. They're under books and newsletters. You want to check them out. Thepowerherbs.com is where you need to go for that. Or if you don't do the Internet, don't worry about it. You can get a hard copy of the catalog mailed to you. You can request by phone also. And you want to call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. For Canada and other people outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. So our friends in Australia, New Zealand, and the U.K., definitely call that number, or just visit thepowerherbs.com and sign up and get your catalog there. Get your catalog and be empowered, because there's lots of tools in there, lots of information for you. And don't forget, their wellness, fall wellness sale is underway. So if you need something, hey, 25% off if your order is $50 or more. And it runs through October 1st. So in a few days, it will end. So don't lose out on the sale and be empowered, because Genesis to Revelation, God is telling us, the herbs are right under our noses. Why aren't we using them like we should? You know, we used to do herbs all the time. In the beginning of the founding of this nation, up until 1930, roughly, we had natural healing schools. That's where our medical doctors went. And believe it or not, they were healing cataracts in 4 days with rosmarinic acid. Yeah. But then we got the petrochemical schools in Rockefeller, and they closed all the natural healing ones. So we went from God's medicine to man's medicine right around 1940. Big old line in the sand. Bam. So take the power back. You can do it. Give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit them at thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.